Hello and welcome to the Total Football Soccer Show, Richmond's first, only, and therefore best soccer talk show. I'm Taylor, and on the plus side, I've recovered from last week's bout of food poisoning, but on the downside, Daryl continues his extended vacation in England. But with him gone, we're having a USA-centric podcast. So this week, we're discussing the USA's bid for the 2018 and 2022 World Cups. First, I'll get on the line with Tom Dunmore of PitchInvasion.net to discuss Chicago's involvement, or lack thereof. Then we've got Josh and Albert in the studio, chopping at the bit to discuss a plethora of topics related to the US's bid, including who our competitors are, why Jerry Jones and Arnold Schwarzenegger are for some reason involved, and what cities are most likely to get the axe before the bid is announced. All that and more after some music. Okay, so we've got Tom from Pitch Invasion, or PitchInvasion.com on the line. Is that correct, Tom? Did I get it right?
PitchInvasion.net.
.net, okay. That's
we weren't able to grab the .com domain before somebody else did. So.
Gotcha. All right, so, and you are, I'm guessing, not a Chicago native based on that accent?
No, I have a bit of a mixed accent, but I'm from England originally, from Brighton, which is near London. And I moved to Chicago about 10 years ago to go to grad school out here. And
gotcha.
I'm still in grad school out here almost 10 years later. So it's been good, though. I love Chicago.
Nice. And so I guess in an ideal world, would you like that England gets 2018 and then USA picks up 2022 for the World Cup?
Yeah, that'd be a nice distribution for me.
Yeah, I figured.
But, you know, it's always nice to see it go to a new part of the world, too. To be honest, I mean, both those countries have hosted the World Cup before, so I think, you know, there is a good argument to say it should go to Russia or Spain somewhere that, well, Spain's had it before. Russia's never had it, and they obviously have a very strong bid, so
yeah.
We'll see what happens, but personally, yeah, that would suit me pretty well because it would be easy for me to go to a lot of games at both tournaments.
Nice. All right, well, if you turn to the USA bid, what were your initial thoughts when you saw which cities had been selected?
Well, I was obviously, being a person living in Chicago now, I was very surprised when I heard that Chicago wasn't included in the final 18, which will be cut down a little bit more in the future. But I got a message from somebody on the inside who tipped me off that Chicago wasn't going to be included later on in the day, and I was kind of sitting on the news since I obviously couldn't betray the confidence and break it ahead of the announcement. But I was pretty shocked, so I started doing a bit of research and trying to find out what had happened with that, because obviously Chicago, having hosted the opening game of the 94 World Cup and being the country's third largest city and having a great venue in Soldier Field and being the home of the United States Soccer Federation as well, you would think would be a shoe-in for hosting at least a significant number of games, if not one of the marquee games.
So what exactly would you say went wrong with the Chicago bid?
Well, it seems pretty clear that the city of Chicago, Mayor Daley, just didn't want to have the World Cup here. I think it's difficult to say exactly why, but my guess would be we obviously had the failed Olympic bid here just last year, and that was kind of a big blow to Mayor Daley's pride. He put himself and the city out there in the world of international sport, and he was pretty humiliated when Chicago didn't even get past the first round of voting. So I think there was a bit of frustration there, and it seems like he didn't want to put the money in for this bid and kind of wanted things to be all his way. And when he couldn't get them all his way, then basically whatever the U.S. Soccer Federation tried to do, they couldn't convince him to give the financial guarantees that need to be part of the bid to the USSF.
So do you think this, obviously this isn't going to be great for soccer in Chicago. Do you think it's, or how much do you think it's going to impact the development of the sport in the city?
Well, I think it's a blow to soccer here. I mean, it'll depend. I mean, if the U.S. has an unsuccessful bid anyway, then obviously it won't have any consequence and we won't have wasted any money on being part of the bid. But if the U.S. does win the bid, which I think there's a very good chance, when it comes to 2018 or 22 and the run-up to it, to not have Chicago be a part of that will definitely hurt the soccer community here. It, you know, hurts the prestige of the city, and it's going to be difficult to explain how this city isn't a part of it. And I think that, you know, might put off some people from investing in soccer here if it's clear that the mayor of the city and city of Chicago isn't behind it. So, you know, we never know what will happen. Nate Daly may not be around much longer, and we may have leadership that's much more positive towards soccer in the future. And it's even possible that Chicago could sneak in the back door if you know, the city has to pull out because of the stadium problem or something. But no, certainly it's a blow to soccer in the city, and I know a lot of people who are very upset about it.
Yeah. Now, do you think it's going to you sound a bit optimistic about the mayor not being there too long, so I'll definitely agree with you on that one. Do you think it hurts the overall bid to not have Chicago involved?
Yeah, it's probably even a bigger blow to the overall bid than it is to Chicago as a city, because I think FIFA and the world soccer community are going to have some questions about why, you know, America's third largest city and the home of the federation making the bid isn't part of the bid, a city that was just bidding for the Olympics last year and hosted the opening game of the last World Cup here, which was obviously a big success. And, you know, they're going to be playing up the success of that World Cup, and then they're going to have to explain why the city that was a key part of that success isn't part of the bid this time.
Yeah, definitely. So if you look at the broader bid, were there any cities that you were surprised that were included?
That were included?
Yeah.
I wasn't too surprised with any of those included. I mean, some people were a bit surprised to have two from Texas and Atlanta as well. But I think it's a good broad geographic spread, and I think that speaks to the number of quality stadiums and the quantity and the geographic spread that the United States has, which is you know, more impressive than anywhere else in the world. There's nowhere else that has the cities and the stadia that the United States does.
Mm-hmm. Now, so like one of the issues that was raised with South Africa was, you know, I'm sure as you know, like the infrastructure of, you know, how people are going to get around and stuff like that. Obviously, that's not such a big issue for the United States, but do you think that the size of the United States is almost to its detriment, that if we're trying to pick teams from, or like, you know, venues in Seattle, California, you know, Kansas City, Texas, and Boston, like, isn't that kind of a vast territory?
Yeah, it is. It is. A similar challenge will be for Russia as well. In fact, they'll have
a better time
of it with, you know, being a larger country and having much worse infrastructure for travel. I mean, the United States, as anybody who travels here knows, is a pretty easy place to get around by air. I mean, nowhere else is as well served by air travel. You know, I think in this day and age, a couple of hours on a flight is something that, you know, teams are used to doing across the European continent, and I don't think that'll be too big an issue, though. I mean, it's not ideal, perhaps, but, you know, England can certainly offer a more compact bid in those terms, but at the same time, I think the U.S. will play up the diversity and the variety of parts of the country that fans will be able to see. Obviously, it's a bit harder on the fans than on the teams in terms of cost and travel, so whether FIFA takes that really into account, I'm not sure. I think they're more worried about team travel in this day and age. With air travel, it's not much of a concern, I don't think.
Now, you said earlier, I believe, that you're expecting the USA, or wouldn't surprise you if the USA gets either 2018 or 2022. Why the confidence there?
I think there are a few reasons. I think, as I mentioned, the unmatched stadiums. Mm-hmm. Yeah, USA 94 still holds the record for attendance, both aggregate and average attendance, which is impressive given that USA 94, there are only 24 teams who are less games than there were in 98, 02, or 06.
Yeah, and Major League Soccer didn't exist at that point, so to not even have that kind of support, the local support, is pretty impressive.
The number of large stadia is phenomenal. Nowhere else can offer 18 stadiums that are over 65,000, I think. Some of them are NFL stadiums, which might not seem ideal, but most of them take very little to adapt to be suitable soccer surfaces. Mm-hmm. And the luxury boxes, the money to be made.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point.
The FIFA here is enormous. You know, you have the new Cowboys Stadium, for example, is just a monstrous venue that would make a lot of money for the World Cup if it was held here. And that's usually what these things come down to be honest.
So if you're looking at the breakdown on the map, which city would you be, or which city do you think is most likely to get, the first game, or at the very least, the final game?
As I just mentioned, I think Dallas has a good chance of the stadium there. It's going to depend on a number of factors, and I'd like to see, judging from what we've seen recently, Seattle would be a good host city. You know, they've had a lot of excitement with the team there.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say, and it's still so long away, especially 2022. You know, we're 12 years away from that, so there may even be new stadiums built. In the meantime, I've heard the Redskins are again looking for a new stadium. So, if they build a monstrous new stadium, that might be, the perfect place for the final. So it's going to depend a lot on some things that, take a few years to unravel as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I said it in the email I sent to you, but we're based out of Richmond, Virginia, and I'm sitting in a room with two other Redskins fans, and I'm pretty sure that if the Skins build another stadium, people's heads are going to explode. let's focus on not having a terrible team before we try to build another giant stadium. Awesome.
Yeah. Daniel Snyder's priorities aren't necessarily matching up with the fans all the time, it seems.
Yeah, I think that might be a bit of an understatement. all right, so I guess the final question for you is, Chicago may not be an option, or maybe it's backdoor, but barring Chicago, are there any cities that you personally would like to see get the final match?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
I think for the diversity of the culture out there and it being, the kind of the marquee city in the U.S., I think New York is an obvious choice.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think that would be a fantastic place to go and witness the final because you just have such a melting pot of cultures out there. And I think there'll be a huge amount of excitement. And it being in the middle of the summer, I wouldn't personally want to have to travel down to Houston or Atlanta or somewhere like that and be in 105 degrees and 100% humidity. And I don't think any visiting fan would want to do that, even if they have, dome stadiums in Atlanta and so on.
Yeah.
In terms of a trip down there. And personally, I'd like it to be on an East Coast city rather than a sweltering southern city.
Yeah, we'll definitely agree on that one. So if New York gets the bid, do you want to take full credit for it, for backing them on the show?
If I get a VIP ticket to the final, then I'll definitely take the credit for it.
All right, fair enough. I'll do what I can. I can't make any promises, but I'll do what I can. All right, so you're sitting in a restaurant right now, is that what you said?
Yeah, that's right. Just about to have a meeting with a few Fire fans. We're starting to plan for the MLS season. Our supporters groups getting together and getting excited for that.
Oh, nice. All right, so I don't want to take you away from dinner or anything like that, but do you want to give some information about your site or anything like that?
Sure. It's pitchinvasion.net, and it's a site that tries to look at soccer culture around the world, based out of Chicago, obviously, but we look a lot at England and European football and soccer, and our aim is to try and get behind the headlines a little bit and dig up some stories that might not be getting a lot of press, particularly supporter-related stories.
Yeah, I think you're definitely succeeding on that one because, I was researching bid information, and obviously there's a reason why I contacted you is because your site was the one that was talking, not just being like, Chicago didn't get it, that sucks. It was actually breaking down why and giving explanations. So you're definitely doing what you're hoping for there. So well done.
Thank you. Yeah, it's tough to keep it going all the time. Anyone who runs a blog knows that, but it's a lot of fun and you get a chance to talk to a lot of people around the world, especially in soccer. So,
all right, well, Tom, say hi to the Fire fans, and thanks again for coming on the show.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, so once again, that was Tom Dunmore speaking to us. He's the writer and editor and creator of pitchinvasion.net based out of Chicago. So now with we've gotten his thoughts, so now we're going to bring Josh and Albert back into the studio to get their opinions on the bid and where they think it's going to go. So welcome back to the studio.
It's nice to be back.
It's great to be back.
So that was Josh and then Albert, just to clarify. All right, so first things first, you all were listening in. He would seem pretty upset that Chicago wasn't involved. How do you guys feel about Chicago being left out?
Well, I was definitely disappointed because of the main reason that it's our third largest city. I don't think it's going to affect our bid as much as he thought so, but I definitely would have liked to see it there.
Yeah,
I tend to agree with that. I think that he's looking at it from he's very close to it all there, and it probably affects people in the Chicago area a lot more than maybe those outside of it. So for him, it's definitely a big deal. But I think overall what's disappointing is, just like Josh, it's the third largest media market in the country. You know, they were great as part of our hosting bid in 94, so it's just kind of puzzling in that way. But overall, I don't think it's that big of an issue.
And were you more or less sad that Richmond didn't get a host bid there?
Way more upset that we didn't get one.
Yeah, I figured. Although, honestly, that is kind of my thought on it. It's selfish. I think it's kind of what you were just talking about, Al. But it's like, Chicago got the city, then, you know, that's kind of a far commute for us. D.C., Baltimore, New York, not so much. So I'm kind of okay with it. But it may hurt the overall bid. I don't really know. It is the third largest city. Do you guys think it hurts it?
I think it hurts it, but I think we have huge advantages that will overcome it.
All right, so, Josh, for you, what are those strengths?
He mentioned a couple times it's the stadium size. It's the fact that we can host it without even flinching an eye, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just off that, you know, the infrastructure that's in place in the United States, as was touched on previously, is second to none, really. Even though, in terms of our land mass, we're a very large nation. You know, you hop on a plane and in LAX, and you hop off it in JFK, and you're, you know, it's like 5.5 hours max. That's unbelievable. And so we just have a lot of things in place in terms of the stadiums, the ability to travel, and security. I think that that's another issue going forward, looking at other nations that are involved in the bidding process, that the United States can offer a lot of security and almost second to none security.
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned the other countries. Let's take a look at that for a second. United States, we filed basically a double bid.
Yeah.
So you put it, we applied for the 2018 World Cup and the 2022 World Cup. Some of the other ones that were doing the same thing is Australia, Belgium and Netherlands, they applied together. England, Indonesia, Japan, Portugal and Spain applied together. Qatar, Russia, South Korea, and then us. So if you look at that list, there's some pretty surprising names. I think Qatar jumps out for me. A lot of people would be critical of, you know, the heat. Obviously, it's kind of hot there. But I guess there's if you look online, you can see the plans for it. They're planning on building underground stadiums to combat the heat. So that's pretty interesting to me. Are there any on that list that you guys would like to see it or would not like to see it?
If the U.S. wasn't going for the bid as well, I think Australia would be an interesting place for it to be. Mm-hmm. But I would obviously much rather have it in the U.S. And when I say going for it as well, I said we're going for two bids, obviously. But it looks like England's pretty much getting 2018.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair to say. But say England doesn't get it and USA does get 2022, what's another country that you'd be excited to go to? 2018.
That's what I was going to say. Leaving out England, I would love to see it in Portugal and Spain, just because I think from a...
Because you want to go to Portugal. Yeah, exactly.
From a very selfish perspective, I would love to go visit Portugal and Spain, and it'd be great to watch a lot of soccer while I was there.
Yeah.
In terms of something that jumps out at me, I think Russia is a very interesting possibility.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, you know, you had Vasily on the show last week, and he's talking about the influx of money that's coming into Russian soccer. And so I think that's kind of an interesting situation there.
But I will say, you know, if you look at it, we talked about, you know, Russia's size, Qatar, the heat, Australia, there's, you know, I guess the reverse season. So it could be a weather issue there. But I am curious, we've talked about the strengths. What do you guys see as weaknesses for the U.S. bid?
One of the major weaknesses is they kind of talked about in South Africa is the size, but would they have to pod teams together in the USA for the group stages? Would they have to be located in, say, the Midwest or, say, the East Coast?
Yeah.
Well, that's actually in 94, that's kind of what they did. They had certain groups, you know, like Group H, for instance, would be in, like, you know, a very specific geographical region. So I think there's a way to work around that. I think the one thing that may hinder the U.S., but also is one of the biggest positives, is that it was just here in 1994. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that doesn't, especially getting around to 2022, that doesn't seem very recent. But not many nations have hosted the World Cup two times. Brazil's going to be one of them coming in 2014. Mm-hmm. England, if they get it in 2018. Mexico did it in 70 and 86. So it's kind of going back to where you've been, and maybe FIFA's going to want to open up another frontier.
Yeah, and then there's also, like, if you just look at it from even broader perspective, you have, what, 2002 was in, you know, Korea, Japan.
Yeah.
2006 is Germany. 2010 is South Africa. 2014 is going to be Brazil. So you've hit every continent, you know. Sorry, Antarctica. No dice. I guess
Penguins don't get games.
Yeah, yeah. And so then I guess the argument there would be that, but Australia still hasn't had it. They're a continent. They deserve it. But they're actually part of the Asian Confederation if you look at the way they qualify for the World Cup. So, you know, maybe it's a loophole, but I'm okay with it coming back to the USA. I'll throw it out there. You're listening to the Total Football Soccer Show with Daryl and Taylor. Obviously, Daryl's not here, so it's Josh and Albert filling in, and we're discussing the 2018-2022 World Cup bid. So we'll get back to the conversation. Right now, we have 18 cities. We're not going to list them all because that's a lot of listing, and you'd probably zone out about halfway through. So I guess we're supposed to be cutting it down to 12 cities if FIFA has their way, but I guess maybe FIFA won't get their way?
Yeah, the United States is trying to push FIFA to allow 14 cities to be involved in the World Cup process, and that's very exciting, I think, for soccer fans in the United States, because that means obviously only four cities get cut from the list, and so you just have soccer all over the country for an entire month.
And selfishly speaking, if there's 14 cities that all have soccer, obviously, like Albert was mentioning, everyone gets to touch it. Everyone gets to see it.
Okay, so if we're going to go, if USA gets their way, then it's going to be 14 cities. So we got to lose four. So what four or what couple cities do you think are most likely to go, or would you be the least sad if they weren't involved?
Well, I personally think one of the ones out of Florida has to go. They have Tampa and Miami, both of which have failed at MLS.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't think you're going to be able to cut both of them, but I think one has to go. So starting there.
All right, so we lose either Tampa or Miami. I'd say I'm Tampa. Okay with Tampa. So, yeah, Tampa goes. Especially because the Glazers, who own Manchester United, are from Tampa, and they don't really have much good feeling in the world of soccer, shall we say. So maybe that's another reason to lose Tampa.
And you get to party in Miami.
Good point. Okay, so Josh is okay with losing Tampa. Any other ones?
One that kind of jumps out at me, and it pains me to say, is Baltimore, just because of the whole I-95 corridor. You're going to imagine that Boston, New York, and D.C. are shoo-ins because they were involved in the last World Cup, and they all did well. And maybe Philadelphia because they weren't involved in the last one. So it's
and they are expanding. They're getting the most recent MLS franchise, and they're pretty crazy about it too.
So it's unfortunately kind of odd man out. Looks to be Baltimore, but I've been wrong before.
Yeah, that would definitely be a bummer though, because I've heard reports from the Baltimore mayor that, you know, he was trying to, you know, maybe it's a rumor, maybe it's real. He was trying to lure DC United by building them a soccer specific stadium. He wanted to turn Baltimore like a soccer mecca. It would definitely be sad.
And then I guess, you know, looking at the list initially, I thought that Houston was kind of another candidate, but then the more that I thought about it, they have a new stadium, Reliant Stadium, which has hosted U.S. games before, especially USA-Mexico games, and those have been sold-out games. And then I looked at the list of who's on the United States bid, and
Bid board,
yeah. And the Houston Dynamo owner is on the board, so I kind of think that maybe Houston's going to stay in there.
He might have some input.
Who's the other big name on that list?
Well, we got Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's the one I was looking at, because you have Los Angeles and San Diego are both up there, and it seems like maybe one would be likely to get cut if they're so close to each other. But, you know, California could obviously use the revenue. And Governor Schwarzenegger being there, we may see two cities in California getting some games.
It's quite possible. It leaves one city that I can't quite figure out to be left out, though.
I know what you're going to say, and I want it there so badly.
I think Nashville might be one that gets left off the list.
Why do you got to do that? I want Nashville so badly.
I would actually love to be in Nashville, too. I've heard good things about it. It just seems a little odd with a lot of the other cities on there.
Yeah, I talked to my buddy KB, who's living in Nashville currently, and he was saying that, you know, the Titan Stadium is more than capable of fielding it. That, you know, he calls it a weekend city. He says that basically people come in from all around. There's a bunch of colleges around there, so you're going to get a lot of people wanting to go. It's going to be a good atmosphere. That may not be the most legitimate argument, because I'm pretty sure that every city that hosts a World Cup game is going to have a good atmosphere.
That.
But I would be kind of sad if Nashville didn't get it.
Well, the plus side for Nashville is it's kind of a new frontier in terms of U.S. soccer.
Yeah.
They've hosted a couple qualifiers, and they've had great success in that. So maybe U.S. soccer and listing them as one of the final 18 is saying that we want to reward cities that have done good by us in terms of World Cup qualifying.
Mm-hmm. And then the other obvious factor that you have to account for is that it's a FIFA rule that in order to host the World Cup final, you have to have a stadium capacity of at least 80,000. And that leaves, I believe, only, what, five cities? Is that what we figured out? I think it was New York, New Jersey, the new Meadowlands Stadium is going to be able to hold that many. FedEx Field.
Yes.
Obviously can. What did we say in Los Angeles?
The Rose Bowl.
And the LA Coliseum.
Coliseum. Yeah.
So there's three.
And then
the new Dallas Stadium is kind of large.
And then Miami's.
It's supposed to be getting a new stadium.
I'm just worried that if Dallas gets it, they're going to hit the scoreboard. The giant HD screen that's wildly unnecessary. And it's probably, actually, you know what? I don't want it to be in Dallas because I feel like people already don't like United States. And I feel like one of the reasons is because they have a giant, you know, giant culture, giant TV culture. And to walk into that stadium and see that, it's just like, wow.
Yeah. I think, unfortunately, though, Jerry Jones really understands how to promote and market himself.
Yeah.
And he, you know, kind of jump ship from soccer for a second. You know, the Pacquiao Mayweather fight that unfortunately is not going to happen, he was going to make it happen in the new Dallas Cowboys Stadium. Right. So if it's an event, Jerry Jones is going to throw his hat into the ring and he's going to throw all his weight behind it. And I don't think that can be discounted.
Yeah.
No.
A valid point. All right. So then I guess I'll ask you guys the same question I asked Tom a little bit ago. If there's one city that you think would be ideal to host the final, ideal to host as many games as possible, what city is that going to be?
Ideally, I think you have to show off New York because it's our staple city. It's, if someone thinks of America from outside of America, the first thing they're going to think of is New York City.
Yeah.
Selfishly, I would love to show off D.C. because I think it's a gorgeous city. Yeah. All the monuments are absolutely beautiful.
Even though FedEx Field is in Landover, Maryland.
Hey.
It's close.
Details.
It's close. It's really, really close.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely, I would definitely like it to be D.C. Obviously, it's like an hour and a half away for us. I think probably with the traffic, it'd end up being like seven hours. But no big deal. I'd be fine with it. Yeah, so I'm definitely voting for D.C. What about you, Al?
Looking at it kind of the same way that Josh did, personally and selfishly, it has to be Washington, D.C.
There we go. Three. There we go.
But maybe the way that the committee is going to look at it, I think, like I was saying before, I think Dallas brings a lot to the table, and it pains me to say it because it's not on the Eastern Seaboard. But also, the last World Cup final that was held in the U.S. was held in the Rose Bowl, and that did very well. So I think that's a great option if they can renovate the Rose Bowl.
All right. Well, all valid points, but I'm the host, so we all agree D.C. is the ideal candidate to host the next coming World Cup.
I think we can get behind that.
And with that, there we go. Good stuff, boys. All right, so I'd like to thank you guys for coming in. Do you guys have any anything to pimp, any things that need to be said?
I've got one last thing to throw in there. If you are excited about the U.S. getting the World Cup, check out this website. It's www.gousabid.com, and there's a petition for the U.S. to host the World Cup in 2018 or 2022.
Yes.
All right, so sign it, get the petition in, get the World Cup here.
Send it to all your friends, too.
All right, so say goodbye, Al.
Goodbye, guys.
And say goodbye, Josh.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks, boys. Before we close out the show, I just wanted to ask you all to mark your calendars for March 6, 2010. On that Saturday, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., the Total Football Soccer Show, WRIR, Strictly Soccer, the Sports Center of Richmond, and a couple other entities that have yet to be determined, will be hosting a charity soccer event to benefit the victims of the earthquake in Haiti. We're still in the planning stages, so keep listening over the coming weeks, and we'll keep you updated with all the developments. Or if you're desperate, you can email us for info at soccer@wrir.org. We're hoping to have a good turnout of people who want to get some kicks in and do so for a good cause. So tune in next week for more information as the event develops. And until then, for Josh, Albert, Tom, and Daryl, this is Taylor saying, sorry, and better luck next time, Chicago.